Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
Hello, welcome to our show. I'm Lady Carolyn.
I'm Elder Clayton Evans.
And tonight our topic is, when you are going through, keep your eyes on Jesus.
Amen.
So before we get started, we're going to have some prayer so that we can decrease and God can increase in us. Amen.
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 Oh, Father and our God, we approach your throne this evening, Father God, giving you thanks and praise for another day. And we just ask that Heavenly Father, that your word declare, Father God, that your word will not return to you void, Father God. So we just ask right now, Father God, that as willing vessels, Father God, you use us, Father God, to put your word in the atmosphere so that we're healed, delivered, and set free. In Jesus' name we pray and ask these things. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And thank you. And again, our topic is, when you're going through, keep your eyes on Jesus. We will be discussing how important it is to focus on the goodness of the Lord when we are facing difficulties in our relations with others. We have to continue to praise our way through our circumstances and believe with the measure of faith that God has given us all that he is working things out for our good. Instead of focusing on each other, antagonizing each other, blaming each other, resenting one another, and causing more strife in our life, we need to go to God in supplication and praise, believing that he is the restorer, the deliverer, the rock of our salvation that we stand on in the midst of our storms. We have to learn that, lost my place. We have to learn how to keep our eyes to the hills from whence comes our help. I'm still missing it. My computer's messing with me and the commentary I wrote, excuse me. We have to learn how to keep our eyes to the hills from whence comes our help and know that without Jesus, we are doomed to continue to create a bigger mess than we have already in our lives. Learning to operate in love means getting out of the way and allowing Jesus to fix it. Amen. Okay, and tonight we're coming out of the Message Bible. We're coming out of the book of John 3:17. And the word is, this is how much God loved the world. He gave his son, his one and only son. And this is why, so that no one need be destroyed. By believing in him, anyone can have a whole and lasting life. God didn't go to all the trouble of sending his son merely to point an accusing finger, telling the world how bad it was. He came to help, to put the world right, to put the world right again. Anyone who trusts in him is acquitted. Anyone who refuses to trust him has long since been under the death sentence without knowing it. And why? Because of that failure to believe in the one-of-a-kind Son of God who been introduced to him. And that's the word of God.
For the people of God, thanks be unto God.
Amen.
Amen.
And we chose this topic, you know, because we got to keep our eyes on Jesus when we're going through. Jesus is love. And whenever we say, you know, people say it all the time, there's some peace in that name, and there really is. It's really hard. Yes, there's a lot of power. And it gives you that peace in your spirit when you speak in that name, and it's really hard to go forward and continue to just have that mean spirit or that opposing spirit toward other people.
Mean spirit.
Yeah, you know, and one of the things that I love about being able to, you know, to continue to work on keeping things together in our marriage is that we call on Jesus all the time.
Amen.
You know, we go throughout our day, you know, praising his name. And, you know, supplication is that crying out to Jesus and knowing that he will take care of it. Jesus will fix it, because every time that we try to put our hands on it or put our hands in it, we mess it up. Something destructive, either self-destructive or destructive toward others. And that's not the way that Jesus wants us to live amongst each other. Amen.
Amen. When I look at our topic for today, you know, when we are going through, to keep our eyes on Jesus. You know, it reminds me of the scripture that talked about Peter, you know, when he was in the boat.
Amen.
And he saw Jesus on the water, and he beckoned, you know, asked Jesus, you know, could he come? How could he come out here when he stepped out on the water? And, you know, that's going through. You know what I'm saying? It was a storm. The water was boisterous. You know, the waves were high. He had his eyes on Jesus. And it gave him that power. It gave him that confidence. It gave him that peace, even in the storm,
mm-hmm.
to step out on the water to go toward Jesus. But when he took his eyes off of Jesus and saw the wind and the rain and the storm and what he was going through, he began to sink.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so keeping our eyes on Jesus, especially in those times when we are going through, you know, be it a sickness, be it family problems, financial problems, whatever the problem is, we need to keep our eye on Jesus, you know. And like you said, through supplication and praise, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If
praise
we learn how to praise our way through stuff,
praise.
I tell you, it takes that stress off of you. It does allow you to let whatever your circumstances, you know. And we need to look up that word circumstance because, you know, it picks up of things surrounding you,
mm-hmm.
you know. And you standing in the middle of whatever mess it is that you're in, you know. And by keeping your eyes on Jesus, it allows you to focus more on him and less on that problem. Not saying just, you know, don't you know, consider the problem. That's not what we're saying. But what we're saying is that he is greater than that problem that you're dealing with. So you shouldn't let it overwhelm you to the point where you're depressed. You can't. Some people get so overwhelmed that they can't even function because they're so overwhelmed by what they're going through.
Mm-hmm. And that word circumstance is a condition or fact attending an event and having some bearing on it, determining or a modifying factor. And it's also the sum of determining factors beyond willful control.
Willful control. So it's something that you really don't have any control over from the onset.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when our circumstances and situations put us in a position where, you know, we're going through these tough times, like, you know, you said in your narrative, you know, you have to look to the hills which come with your help. You have to look for that help because you're in a situation where you need some help, you know. So Jesus is our help in the time of trouble. And that's who we need to go to and know that he will and have faith that he will, you know.
And I think that's the biggest thing.
You got to know that.
Believing it.
Yeah.
And really knowing that measure of faith that you have in
yes.
you, you really have to rely on it because too many times we rely on flesh. We rely on ourselves or others. And it's so easy for people to say, you know, I know God, you know, God got this. And then, you know, you don't meditate, so you don't hear no word from God. You don't read your word, so you don't know how to pull stuff up that can help you, you know. And we end up still having that heaviness, you know.
And
that
don't overcome.
We can't overcome
and
because we're not plugged in to the one that can help.
Plugged in. And the thing of it is, you know, I've heard people say, you know, when it comes to trying to give people some spiritual insight to worldly problems, they say, well, this is the real world. you can't deal with the real world with that God stuff you're talking, you know.
Uh-huh.
You got to do real world stuff to take care of real world problems. But where do you think this world came from?
Mm-hmm.
God spoke it into existence.
Mm-hmm.
So who better to go to than the originator of who made everything?
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But we think that you can't, if it's not tangible, then you can't really deal with it. Well, it's in the spirit, which is totally false. because everything that was made from the spirit world.
Amen.
That's where it originated from. Nothing was made that was made without Jesus.
Amen.
But a lot of people figure, you know, you're in the world, you got to deal with the world through, you know, the physical.
And that's what goes against the scripture, because God said we're in this world, but we're not of this world. And any time that we try to be of this world, that's where we fall short. That's where the problems come in, because one of the things that we realize is that this Bible, biblical application, can help us with
anything
right here on this earth,
anything.
But we got to know the word. We got to go in there, and we got to study to show ourselves to prove. Yeah, they had a good orderly direction, because without them, that's how we get lost. It's just like having that GPS in your car,
and
you don't use it.
That's right.
And the car can't equip with it, and you still don't use it, you know. And that's how we are, you know, with the Holy Spirit. We had a helper inside of us, but how many times do we pull that helper up? You know, instead we pull up feelings, we pull up thoughts, you know, we pull up ideas that tell us that we know what to do.
We lean on our own understanding.
A lot of times in relationships, what we find out is that that does not work. And the only thing it's going to continue to do is cause us to be pitted one against the other, just like the enemy planned, you know, because the enemy does not like relationships. He does not like fellowship.
No.
He does not like companionship.
No.
What he wants us to do is jump ship.
Yeah.
You know, and
he don't want us walking in agreement.
No.
He don't want us touching and agreeing on anything. Because when we get to speaking and declaring and proclaiming things, when we get to touching and agreeing on things and lining things up, he know he in trouble.
He know he in trouble.
You
so if he can keep us in strife, you know, make sure that our eyes are not set on Jesus, that we set our eyes on each other, you know, taking that inventory of wrongs, you know, making sure that we blaming one another, resent one another, practice unforgiveness on a regular basis. He got us. He got us. And that's the way that he wants to keep things in relationships. But people got to understand that any time that you have these negative things going on in your relationship with others, you are not serving God.
You're not serving God.
You're not serving God.
And I was sharing with you earlier, you know, the scripture of Luke was talking about giving it shall be given unto you.
Amen.
Rest down, taking together, and running over. Mm-hmm. If you read up a few verses, it talks about forgiveness. You know, it talks about giving, pull that scripture up right
there. Giving someone your shirt and... Keep talking.
But what it was basically saying is that whatever it is that you're giving from your heart,
mm-hmm.
be it encouragement, be it a kind word, be it love, or be it whatever it is that you're giving to help someone else come back to you,
right.
You know,
amen.
Giving it shall be given unto you.
Amen.
Pressed down, shaken together, and running over,
mm-hmm.
You know. Not just me giving them to your bosom, but you getting it back to the overflow of what you give out to others.
Amen.
You know, and I thought that was so beautiful how that how the brother brought that scripture out. You know, because a lot of times, you know, we know it as giving as far as the tithe and offering is concerned, but basically what Jesus was saying was, you know, you giving to help another person out, you know, not being judgmental, you know, but giving to help someone.
Right.
You know.
Here's the scripture.
Okay.
We're starting at 37, because
okay.
We said the one above it,
yeah,
right?
Right.
Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive and ye shall be forgiven.
Amen.
Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure pressed down and shaken together and running over shall men give into your bosom. But with the same measure that you met withal, it shall be measured to you again.
Amen. And that is so powerful, because when you look at it in that context, it enrich your life even so much more,
mm-hmm.
You know, because it's about how you can enhance the life of others,
Right.
You know, how you can be a blessing to somebody else,
mm-hmm.
you know, in your giving.
And that reminds me of, you remember when we were doing a study one time on the book of Corinthians, and I had got that revelation about the cheerful giver.
Right.
You know, God loves a cheerful giver. It's not just about the money.
Right.
You know, it's about being enthusiastic about what you're giving to somebody else.
I like that word.
You know, being willing, you know, having that feeling inside of you that this is a good thing that you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you don't mind doing it. You want to do it. You want to keep doing it, you know, because we always got our hand out for God. I don't care if it is whatever it is that we think that we want, we always got our hand out for him. We need to be the same way, to have a hand, helping out to others, you know, because people need help.
Amen.
And a lot of people don't even realize how much help they really need, so we got to always be cheerful and willing, you know, and be approachable. You know, like you were talking about countenance the other day,
Amen.
You know, it makes a difference whether I got a good countenance or a bad countenance. I got to show myself approachable. I got to show myself that I am a free giver. I am a cheerful giver, you know, because a lot of times people are afraid to even ask you a question because of the look on your face. Or either that body stance that you got, you know. And we have to be mindful of that, because there are so many people that's in need that need to be able to approach you.
Yeah, but if you so stand off and say they can't approach you, they high five my hand, they both.
And you're not a cheerful giver.
Yes,
that's what's showing that you're not a cheerful giver. You know, because that cheerfulness should show all over your face.
You know, and it's a blessing that's given at the end of a lot of services where it talks about, you know, they form you and it's continent.
Mm-hmm.
I forget that exactly how the scripture goes, but what it's saying is that blessing that was bestowed on the children of Israel was to let them know the character of the God that they serve.
Amen.
And his face shining upon them and his countenance and his peace being on them is something that they was bestowing that blessing on them so they could have that blessing be bestowed on each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was the blessing of the Father being restored on them so they could be that same blessing to others.
Amen.
And it's a reflection of the God they serve.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you have that blessing on you, then that continence should be on you also.
And I think that's one reason why God gave us the ability to smile.
Yeah.
You know, just like that song said, you look so much better,
so much
when,
better
you
when you smile. That's
you
right.
know, and it's a difference than seeing a person that's smiling than seeing a person that just got a look on their face where, you know, there is no smile. It's a big difference. You know, and I think that smile gives us that cheerful appearance and that countenance of God, you know,
mm-hmm.
because we're showing ourselves friendly. We're showing ourselves Christ-like. You know, and it means the difference. A smile can do so much to another person's spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And even when we're going through things, you know, we can smile and laugh and praise his name because it's a difficult time, but smile because we know we got the victory.
And that's how we overcome.
We know we got the victory.
We
know
that
he's there.
Through that process.
Yeah.
So I know the scriptures say we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, but we also overcome by the same thing that you just mentioned,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we are supposed to be overcomers.
Amen.
You know, and that's that process of going through,
mm-hmm.
you know. And there's something about once you go through, it's seeing what God got ready for you on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But people seeing you pressing through, that encourages other people too.
That's right. But you got to learn how to be honest about what it is that you're going
right.
through. Because we do help each other by the word of our testimony. Yeah. You know, my testimony is all the time, you know, well, you know, God got it. God got what? God got what? Because I need to know what it is that God got to help me to establish some hope in my life. Because if you could tell me that God got your marriage because your husband is gone and you don't know what to do, and I can relate to that. You know, or you tell me that your child might be on the way to jail, I can relate to that. You know, you give me some hope when I can see you and know what it is that you're pressing your way through and what it is you're praising your way through and what it is you're claiming victory over.
Right.
But when you just giving me that, you know, I call it scripture knees, you know, that religious spirit, you know, instead of that healthy spirit, you know, then I can't establish no hope from that. That's not a testimony.
No.
What that is that's just some words that you're throwing out there. You know, because when you get home, because you just threw that out there like that, when
like
you get home, you still have it.
And they don't know open chips.
Exactly.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
So that's how we overcome, by that testimony in the blood of the Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
And giving that testimony, like you see, it gives hope.
Mm-hmm. And that's, it gives God the praise.
It gives
the
God
glory.
That's right.
Because God said, if you deny him,
right.
You know, we got to know that when we're talking about what it is that we're going through, we're saying that I know that no matter how big this is right here, my God is busy.
Amen.
And he's going to bring me through this. You know, one of the things that I realize now is how to rest on that, rest on his word. You know, when my baby don't come home at night, I go to sleep. I don't go up in there like I used to go up in there and cry. You know, and worry and wonder. You know, I ask God, myself, God, he all right? He said, yeah. I said, okay, good night. I'm going on. Because I believe him.
Amen.
I believe what he tell me, and I know that I'm plugged in to where when I talk to him, he talk back to me.
Amen.
You know, and one of the best things that we got is that communication with God when we go in our praise and our supplication. We got to listen to God. You know, because if I get up off of my prayers, I done said it's the most powerful prayer in the world, you know, but I got up and went on about my way and did not listen to get no good order direction. I ain't got no word from God. All I still got is me, you know. If I don't get that meditation in there, because we got to take a pause for the cause, you know, and listen and see what it is that he wants me to hear so that I can go through. Because it's that thing that he puts in my ears that lets me have that peace in my soul, you know, because I got to, like I said, you got to have it, got to stay plugged in. Got to stay plugged in. And it is important that we understand that, you know, because a lot of times we cry, I know God. But when the last time you heard his voice? When the last time you actually allowed him to talk to you? Because we can pray all we want to. We can pray all we want to, but if we don't start listening for the answer, we just empty words. We just empty words.
Amen.
You know, we need communication. We don't need to just be talking to God all the time. We need to be listening.
Amen.
Listen for the answer. Listen for the peace. Listen for the help. Because people told me many times, I remember when I told God I wanted to leave you, I said, God, I'm getting ready to go in here and I'm going to pack up my stuff and I'm getting out of here. And God said, you can go in there and you clean up that house, you pack all you want to, but you ain't going nowhere. I just started crying, but I heard him, you know, and I didn't move. I didn't go nowhere, you know. God told me what to do.
Man.
He told me what to do, and he told me to
be what?
Obedient. Because, you know, I have a fear.
I fear God.
I fear what it would be like if I did not follow what God told me to do. I don't care. It hurts. You know, it hurts. A lot of times we want to go the other way, you know, and pop somebody in the eye, hit them in the mouth, you know what I'm saying, or act like Bam Bam on the Flintstones over their head, you know. It hurts not to be able to do those things. God will keep you from doing it. And then you'll see a better outcome. You know, you'll start seeing, okay, because I did not do this and I did what God told me to do, look how it's working out for my good.
Working out for you.
Look how it's working
Amen.
Out for me.
You got some powerful ministry going on today, baby Carolyn.
Amen.
God be the glory. That's what
glory.
It's all about, though, you know. And like I pray, you know, that his word will not come back to him void, you know. That's what it's all about, you know. And I thank God for this platform because it puts it in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going out over the airwaves. It's in the archives for people to pull it up.
Amen.
And listen to it again and share it with others.
Amen.
And that's our hope that it is being discussed, you know, via other people,
mm-hmm.
you know, ministering to other people
Amen.
The same word because we need to have a better understanding of what it is that is expected of us as Christians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have power that has been given to us through Jesus Christ and through the Word of God, and we don't use it.
Right.
You know, and then we sit on all the pity pots worrying about how we're going to get through this and how we're going to get through that. Well, you have the power,
mm-hmm.
you know, but if you don't use, you have keys that you don't use,
mm-hmm.
you have power that you don't use,
tools.
You have tools that you don't use, your mouth is the most powerful tool you have.
Amen.
Speak to your circumstances
okay.
and your situations, you know, but we have to learn to do it in the name of Jesus.
And with that measure of faith.
And with that measure of faith, amen. And that's how we overcome and go and make it through
mm-hmm.
our circumstances and situations of life.
That's right.
You got to speak those things.
No matter how it looks.
You know how to throw they work.
Throw they work. Because no matter how it looks in the natural, that's not our business. That is not our business. If we just keep on going about our Father business, we'll start looking at things in a spiritual eye. We'll see things get better. You know, just like I tell a lot of females, you know, that I minister to, watch. Paul said, watch and pray. Pray and watch. Look, be looking. Be on guard for those little subtle changes. Don't look for the burning bush. He's not going to send us a burning bush that we know of. So don't look for the burning bush. Look for those little changes. Look for the gradual changes. You know, look at the fact that your husband came home. Look at the fact that this time he brought food. You know, look at this time he stayed a little bit longer. You know, look at the child that started coming back home, even though he don't come in at the right time. You know, he still breaking curfew, but he coming home. He ain't staying out all night. You know, look at the people that used to always have something negative to say. You know, notice that they're speaking again. You know, because everybody can't say they're sorry for what they did.
Right.
Sometimes a person just walk up to you, just start back talking. They felt that. Take that olive branch.
Right.
You know, don't continue to hold that strife and that attitude toward them, because the thing that happens is that you're accountable for how you act. It doesn't even matter how the other person is acting.
You're accountable.
You know,
right.
And we got to understand that the more Christ-like we become, the more light and salt we put onto the earth.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
We got to be able to be that oil for those lamps. You know what I'm saying? We got to pour that oil out wherever we go, everywhere we go, and no matter what we're going through. And if we're doing it for the vine, do it for the vine for real. You know, don't just say you're doing it for the vine. You know, do it for real. Do it for real. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's powerful stuff you're speaking tonight. You know, and it's a good thing, because even for us, as we minister, we minister to ourselves.
Amen.
Too.
Thank
you. Know,
you.
It's helping to build us up and encourage us,
mm-hmm.
you know, to be God created us to be.
Amen.
You know,
and
it's not
so
coming from a place
business.
Just because we're trying to be,
mm.
you know, religious or, you know, trying to be self-righteous or anything. We really want to try to help others. You
we
know,
doing that, and
fruit.
Anybody that sees that, baby, that's the enemy.
Just the fruit,
the
you know, just the fruit that we're trying to give, you know, in order to be a blessing to someone else, you know. So for all those that support us, thank you from my heart.
Amen.
And we pray that you will continue to listen.
Yes, sir. Amen. 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 All right. If you'll pray us out, I want to thank you so much for this night. And if you pray us out.
Our Father and our God, we are so grateful and thankful, Father God, for this time that we were able to just be, Lord, Father God. And we just ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you will continue to use us in your will and your purpose, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for this love walk, dear Heavenly Father. And we just ask that you continue to keep and bless us in Jesus' name. That's what we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And thank you so much. And again, we want to thank you for joining us, and we hope that you'll join us again. Just remember that no matter what the problem is, no matter what the circumstances or situation, that we always love. Amen.
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 Wow.